First, the socialists wanted wind power. Now they are pushing for solar subsidies. They want to mandate the most expensive solar energy possible and force you, the main ratepayers, to pay the bill. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. The Wind Energy Act of 2009 put into place installation goals for the state of Maine. Liberals in the legislature wanted 2,000 megawatts of wind installed by 2015, but their mission has fallen short. They only reached about a quarter of their goal. That's because the price of wind electricity has been too high to meet their ridiculous objective. The lobbyists for the solar bill have learned from the failure of the Wind Energy Act. Goals are not good enough anymore. They're demanding mandates. They are literally controlling the market. Instead of simply having a target for solar growth, the Energy, Utilities, and Technology Committee voted for legislation that would mandate solar installations and require above-market long-term rates to meet these decrees. This bill requires the Public Utilities Commission to set prices for solar electricity so there will be 248 megawatts by 2022. It does not allow the PUC to go with large projects to meet these outrageous mandates. Instead, the bill requires that 118 of the 248 megawatts come from solar panels on people's roofs. The only problem is that you, the ratepayers, will be paying to make a few people millionaires. The price tag of this bill will cost you tens of millions of dollars every year. I can understand why the solar industry is licking its chops for this bill. It guarantees a market for their product. But I can't understand why elected officials who represent low-income Mainers could support adding yet another electric fee to their constituents while they are struggling to put food on the table. If the legislature wants to do something meaningful, they could allow solar at market rates. Mandates for particular energy sources are the wrong way to reduce pollution and exactly the wrong way to lower costs. If you are concerned about pollution, solar subsidies are the least cost-effective way to reduce pollution. We still have work to do to reduce heating oil consumption with insulation and modern heating equipment. We still need to open up markets for all clean energy resources. Last year, my administration's bill to eliminate the renewable portfolio standards would have lowered electricity bills by $30 million this year alone. The people who blocked it are the same people who just voted to add solar subsidies to your electric bill. As I have been saying in my town halls around the state, the lobbyists and special interests in Augusta are working hard every day to line their own pockets at your expense. There's no amount of your money they won't spend to get rich. Contact your legislators and tell them to say no to expensive solar energy. And remember their vote when you cast your ballot in November. Thank you for listening.